Okay, I'm back. I'm running out of water. Oh, I'll need to get more soon. Okay, so I'm gonna use the Hitachi again. Because I fucking wanna use it. I love it. And it's cooled down a bit, so. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. These next questions are from. Oh gosh, Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't pronounce your name. I'm a horrible person. I'm so sorry. Incognitas, I believe. INC0NIT0Z. I'm sorry. I'm horrible at pronouncing things. I apologize. I'll spank myself extra hard for you. And you chose the spaddle and the spoon, so extra hard. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Fuck me, this is the greatest vibrator on earth. Okay, first question. Oh, God. When did you first discover self-pleasure? I actually thought I was asexual until I turned 30. I really had zero sex drive. And then I hit 30 and it just skyrocketed. Previous to turning 30, I didn't really, pleasure myself that much. But I think the first time that I ever masturbated I may have been 12 or 13. And silly enough, I actually realized that was probably the first indication that I was a bit of an exhibitionist, because I once laid next to my open bedroom window. You could see the upper half of my body, but you couldn't see the lower half, and I was, fucking myself with my fingers. While I watched out the window and watched people walk by, so, I guess I've been a lifelong exhibitionist, and that was the earliest that I used to play, but it wasn't a lot, because I wasn't turned on very often. Like I said, I turned 30 and it's just all the time now. For 2 years, it's just been constantly turned on. Okay. I love the ways you've handled it changed over the years. I bought more toys. I have a lot more toys now than I did, many years ago. I used to only have one vibrator and then it broke and it was just, I didn't have any. And now I just buy all manner of things. Well, with GWA, that helped a lot, to open me up to other, ways of pleasuring myself. I've realized how important the, how important the voices to getting pleasure. So those are the big things that have changed. 3. Do you imagine how it would feel to be fucked and really pounded after you've been spanked with your ass so raw just a breeze would make you falter? Then having someone slam into you and your sensitive ass all the time. That's a big fantasy of mine. Pain turns me on, so having somebody just wail into my ass and make it red and raw and bruised and then fuck me hard. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a, that's a very big thing for me, so yes, I do. Four, what is your opinion on pregnancy? Is it for you? I'm not adverse to having children. I don't think that I would have, I don't think I'd give birth. I think I'd rather adopt or use a surrogate. Just because I'm, I tend to look at being pregnant, and this is just me, and this is not to say that I think this when I look at other women. I just tend to look at it as you growing a parasite inside of you that's sucking the life out of you, and that makes me horrible, and I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult anybody with that. I think women who choose to be moms and get pregnant are wonderful, wonderful women. And I don't think that giving birth to a child is for me, so, yeah, but that said, I eventually would like to be a mom. Number five, would you want to be filled with cum on your first time? Yes, actually, I would, and I plan to. I have an IUD, so there is zero chance of me getting pregnant at this point. Well, I mean, there's always a chance, but it wouldn't work. So I plan to be fucked raw and have him come buried inside of me the first time. And many, many times after that. I want to feel what it's like to have a man come inside of me and then have him leak out and drip down my thighs. Yes. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Oh shit. Okay. This is the paddle and the spoon. Since there are again 5 questions, that is 50 hits. So, I will do 25 of each. I'm trying to decide what to start with. Okay, heeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'll start with the wooden spoon. Oh, okay, all right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fucking hell. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that side's sore. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh, this side is really sore. I'm gonna do that side. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That 24 didn't count. 25. Okay. Oh, leather paddle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 25. Oh my god. Oh god, okay. Back to the Hitachi. I'm going to move the mic a bit away because I'm going to keep it above everything this time and turn it on, so. Oh, yeah. These ones are from... I don't know exactly how the name is pronounced. I'm so sorry. Oh, Holy Fiction, I believe. Is it Holy or Wooly? Oh, Holy Fiction. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, you of course said you were going to make me regret this. Because you chose the wooden spoon. Okay, alright. Oh, God, okay. Right there. Oh, God, yeah, right. Fucking there, shit. Oh, that feels good. What audios have you done that you're most proud of? Oh, God. I think the one that I'm most proud of is the Come For Us. Oh my god. Come For Us, I think, is the one I'm most proud of. Just from the creativity standpoint. I really like that one. I think it worked out really well. I plan to make more of them. I think that one, the Hot Night, I really liked. The Night I Made Him Mine, I really liked. Those ones, I thought they turned out very good. The zombie apocalypse ones that I did with the Galadium. I think he did an excellent job with those. And he did a Bless Me Father one with me where he played the priest, and I thought he just did an incredible job. So that's definitely one of my favorites. That's probably my favorite next to Come For Us. Any of the ones that I've done with people have been my favorites. I like doing collaborations. What's an audio idea you've wanted to try but haven't gotten around to? There are so many. I'm currently working on an idea that's potentially, hopefully, going to be a mass collaboration if I can get it to work. Of an erotic retelling of a story, a classic story. I won't say what it is yet, but hopefully it'll work out. There's some ideas of public that I want to do. Some more ASMR. There's just so many I want to do. Oh, it is so good. Oh, what's something non-sexual that turns you on? Oh God. Being read to. Not even a sexual book. It can just be somebody reading something mundane. If the voice is right, it'll turn me on. Oh, God. Yeah. That and a good laugh. Somebody who has a great laugh is a turn on. What's the first kink you remember fantasizing about? Getting off in public. Being watched. I was very young. Again, it's a little exhibitionist. What's your favorite meal? I love pizza. I'm very boring in that. I love pizza. I love white pizza. I love meat lover's pizza with sausage and bacon and pepperoni, and it's so bad for you, but it's so fucking good. Oh. Either that or breakfast. I love breakfast for dinner, for breakfast, for lunch, doesn't matter. I really enjoy breakfast. If you can cook me a good breakfast, then that is definitely a win in my heart. Yes. Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's so loud. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, right there. Fuck me. Oh, God, yeah. Oh God, it feels good. Oh my God, it feels so good. That's so good. Oh, right there. Oh God, yeah. Yes. Times. Oh, this is gonna be good. Okay. Here we go. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh fuck, 7, 8, 9. Other side. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. To go get more water. Okay. Oh. Okay. Got water. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Oh, I am starting to get out of breath. Okay. Oh god, there's so many left. Oh, this is gonna be a massive, massive, massive post. Shit. Oh. Sorry, I had to pause there for a moment. Even though I live alone, I live close to family, and somebody needed to use my dryer, and I was informing them now is not a good time. And they fully understand, so yay! okay. Alright, okay. Whew, fuck me. All right, back into the questions. There are so many questions left. Oh god, and I'm still like, oh god, I don't even think I'm halfway through. I may have to answer some of these while not masturbating, or else this is gonna be like a multi-day thing. I really don't want to do that. So okay, hit touchy on. Oh, that really does feel good. Okay, these questions. Oh, are by Modern Robot. Fucking awesome name, man. Oh, what have you thought about your experience posting on other GW subs? I was very nervous posting on Gone Wild, Curvy. I was very nervous about, that somebody would see what I look like and it would just crush their spirit that I didn't fit into whatever it was they thought I looked like. but the feedback has been amazingly positive. I'm really happy about that, and I will be posting some. There will be some up today. I have plans. It's my birthday. I might go ahead and post my ass. I have a lot of pictures of my ass, so I may go ahead and just do like an ass post. Who knows? Okay. What's your perfect Sunday? Just curled up, reading a book, maybe watching a movie, chatting with people that I know, sleeping, I like the idea of taking a nap. Oh, and add to that, if it was a rainy Sunday, oh, I'd be in heaven. Oh. That would be a perfect Sunday. Oh, give me someone to curl up with. And possibly, fuck, even better. How many tattoos do you have? And if you have any interesting stories, are you willing to share of their origin or significance? I believe I have 20. I lose count sometimes. A lot of them are small. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God, it feels good. Some of them have significance. Most are just tattoos that I liked and I got. But I have a little sacred heart on the back of my neck. Well, it's more the very, very top of my upper back, right at the base of my neck. I'm not religious, obviously. I'm atheist. But the... The significance is it's a family tattoo. Both my parents have the same, variation of the Sacred Heart in the same place. So it's all three of us have them. I have a cross on my forearm. It's very big. Again, a lot of people think it's a religious thing, but it's just a very beautiful tattoo that my mother designed, and it's a solid line, so you start at any one point, and you can follow the line all the way back to that point, and it's just, it's beautiful. I have a little star that probably a lot of you have seen on my chest, and the reason that I got that was that, I figured people stare at my tits all the time. I might as well give them something interesting to look at. lots of my tattoos have some meaning. I have the first tattoo my mom ever did. I have four by her. The rest my dad did. Or do I have more by her? No. I have four by her. A lot of them are very random and don't have complete significance. Yeah, but those are the main ones. Okay, have you tried out the Sibian for a second go? If so, did it elicit the same level of response? Fuck yeah. I tried it the other day and I'm pretty sure I came for like 3 straight minutes. Screamed very, very, very fucking loud. I probably woke neighbors. It was good. Were you able to find any Sasquatch-related erotica? I haven't yet. I need to look for some. I think I may do that today, because I would like to find some Sasquatch-related erotica, because it's very interesting. Oh, God. Okay, turn it off. Okay. And this is randomly selected for each... question, and there were 5 questions. Okay, so I have 5 different things that I am going to use. Fuck me. Alright. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm going to lay down on my stomach for this. It should probably be easier just to do that from now on. I get comfy. Okay. My Sibian is in the way, so it's like in between my legs now. So I can't close my legs. Okay. This is
50 smacks. So I'm going to do 25 on each. I will start with, I think, the side that is the least bruised. I have a massive bruise at this point on my right ass cheek because I'm right-handed, so I tend to hit that side. Okay. So I'm going to use the spoon on my left side. Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, okay, 10 each. Oh, fucking hell. Okay. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, ha! Shit! Oh. Oh, this would be so much easier if I had somebody doing this for me. Next time I do this, I'm going to have somebody here to spank me. Okay. I'm going to use the hairbrush this time. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, oh God. Okay. I'm going to use spatula, 5 on each. I haven't used it yet. I didn't even put it up there, so this is a special one. And this hurts, actually, so. 1, 2, 3. Shit, I can't hit it hard enough. 3. Oh, my God. 4, 5. Oh, okay, now it's time for the other side. Okay, all right, all right. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, my God. Okay, leather paddle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh! And riding crop. I'm going to stop this recording here and start up another one.